It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Time that I've had this TV on, I'll explain in a second. I did not know that it gets motherfucking Cartoon Network. Call me old, call me crazy, but anyone that knows of or knows how Roku TVs work, dude, it's a bunch of apps and a bunch of apps and a bunch of guess what, motherfucking apps, right? So I'm streaming, right? I'm looking through the apps and stuff. This is after I reset my TV, right? I formatted it, reset it all. However, I fucking lost my remote. Well, I didn't lose it, I broke it. But, no, we're in the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. We hit 2024 already. We're in the year 2024 already. Time is flying by. Technology is advancing. We are on the brink of war. But you got to think back for a second. We have some sort of technology that's beyond advanced, right? So point blank is, skip to the important parts. You can control your TV through your motherfucking device. I use my iPad and stuff like that. So I've been using my iPad. So they have the Cartoon Network app, which allows you to stream episodes of your favorite shows. I mean, a lot of people may agree with this nowadays, especially if you grew up with Cartoon Network when we were kids, like the 90s babies and all that. Now they have all this gay ass bullshit and stuff like that, and supporting gay rights and, you know, the LGBTQ community, which isn't a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sitting here saying I'm homophobic here. Literally, like, on a return episode, we're being as homophobic as possible in the first 2 minutes. Can you believe that? No, we're not. No, I mean, I support anyone and everyone. We've talked about that millions of times here on the show. But yeah, point blank is, Teen Titans Go was my choice for streaming because I have Disney Plus. I mean, I think I have Paramount Plus as well. But there's a lot of free TV now, man, if you look at it, dude. So it's pretty impressive. I mean, I set my TV up a while back, I mean, because it was on sale, dude. Walmart had some serious good sales, man. Now, I was kind of a little bit skeptical and hesitant to buy, let alone online from Amazon, let alone from Walmart. I mean, I've bought a lot of shit at Walmart. I bought my previous phones. I've bought a fan on Walmart. I mean, I've bought a lot of shit through Walmart, man. But then also, I've been up to a lot of other things. So, I mean, a lot of learning, a lot of detail work and stuff like that. But are we live? All right, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are motherfucking back. Can you fucking believe it? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is, oh my God, holy fucking shit. Has this been the longest hiatus that we've had in probably our entire calendar year? Well, beyond years, because let alone we've been doing this show for, correctamundo, 9 years now, dude. Since 18, and here I am nearly 30. Holy fucking shit, man. Have we been lagging here on True Speech with the King? We're at 499 episodes now, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're back, as we said, bright and early this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Rise and shine, motherfuckers. It's Monday, February 5th, 2024. Ha ha ha, not 23. Anyone else find themselves, when they're filling out paperwork or writing shit down and stuff, and you write the date down, do they still find themselves right into 2023? I found myself doing that briefly, and I was not going to do that on our return to the podcast world. So, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, it's not a bright and sunny day. If you're in California, Northern California, Central California, Southern California, we are on the brink of an absolute storm, and the storm has hit. Massive gusts of winds, the 20 plus miles an hour, dude. Let me fucking tell you, dude. We will get into it. We have so much here on the show to talk about, so much to discuss, so much to recap, so much to update you guys on, so much to talk about, man. It's like every time that we go a long fucking time without doing a show, it becomes so much more. But this literally is probably the longest layoff that I think we've had here. I mean, probably the longest that I've gone. I'm not saying that I didn't go without thinking about it and stuff. Like, you know, there was a couple times, but dude, I've been legitimately busy. There's been a lot of stuff going on in general, in life, just in overall in general. But, dude, we are not going any fucking where. So, appreciate it. Obviously, this isn't our first episode in 2024, ladies and gentlemen. We're safe from podcast jail for that. If you guys haven't checked it out, be sure to check out the recently streamed episode. I mean, obviously, January 3rd was like the last time that we are back. So, it's been a month. It's been a couple days over a month. A month and a couple days since we've been back. Let's not fucking try to do that again. Well, let's not do it. Let's make sure that we don't do that shit again. That's how we lose traction. That's how it just, you know, it's all over the place. Shit's all over the place. We don't want shit all over the place here. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check out episode 498, The Wild Combination. That was streamed on January 3rd. Also, our Spotify Wrap for 2023 features one of our most streamed episodes and stuff like that. So you get a gist of what you're listening to and all that. It's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. So let's not waste any more time here. We got to jump into zip plugs and stuff, social media and all that. We are available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively streaming on Spotify podcasts, ladies and gentlemen. If you have Spotify, I know a lot of the stats, as we've said before, a little bit everywhere. So a lot of people use a lot of different platforms to stream our show, primarily Spotify, primarily Apple Podcasts. And wherever else you get your shows, when we post new episodes of our show on X, formerly known as Twitter, we include all of the links that are primarily used, so you guys can have full access no matter which platform it is that you use, ladies and gentlemen, because I know platforms do matter. We're available everywhere, like I said, ladies and gentlemen. And also, we have Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. We're not banned there. True Speech Pod on Instagram and Threads. Threads.net/TruthSpeechPod. G the King _ official on Instagram. And GT King official on X, formerly known as Twitter. You know, I've abandoned the willingness to call it X. Fuck X. I'm calling it Twitter. And fuck you if you have a problem with that. But anyways, guys. Dude, holy fucking shit. Has it been a long ass goddamn time? It's Monday, ladies and gentlemen. For some, it's the beginning of the week. To start off, to rewind back to the beginning of the show. Yeah, so like I said, I have the Roku TV, right? And one of the things, I mean, obviously went to the store and obviously spent lots of money. I mean, anytime you go, anybody knows this. Anyone, any avid shopper, any addicted shopper, anybody knows that you go into Costco, you're coming out with a bunch of fucking shit, no matter what the fuck it is, dude. No matter what the fuck it is. Dude, I mean, I don't know if I've ever explained this here on the show, but dude, when you go in to Costco, right? This is a little while back now. I'm going into Costco for a bottle of whiskey, right? It's the Costco Kirkland brand, which isn't too different. You pay a good price. The Kirkland brand Jameson whiskey, right? If you all shout out to Jameson. Jameson whiskey's absolute shit. And I go in there with the intentions, ladies and gentlemen, the intentions of getting some whiskey, right? You hear the music in the background? Yeah, we're in a party zone, motherfucker. All right. And I come out with $300 worth of stuff, meaning a mattress and a beautiful Pathfinder speaker. You know, Pathfinder Go. You guys should definitely pick one up there. Definitely at Costco. I think Costco has it probably at the best price. Dude. It was like $60-something at one point. Then it moved up to $100. If you go to that bitch on Walmart, it's like $150. But dude, this is like the most amazing speaker ever. You want to hear it? You guys want to hear it? I mean, it's kind of cool because, I mean, I've been figuring out, like I said, a lot of shit, ladies and gentlemen, since we've been gone. So, when we haven't been on Truth Speech, ladies and gentlemen, we have been accomplishing things. I've been working with a lot of wires and shit, and mending wires, fixing wires. Obviously, if you don't know now, now you do. I mean, if you didn't know, I mean, I fixed my scooter, right? Because my controller was, and, you know, the display and everything was all fucked up on the scooter and stuff. And, you know, I ended up taking off some extra wires. I mean, I pulled the wrong wire on there and, you know, left my electric scooter immobile. So I ordered a new controller. It wasn't the right one at first. I was being lazy with my approach to it. I flipped it again, and then I ordered the correct one. And, you know, I made it to where my scooter was essentially, it was a lot faster. Because, you know, with working with electric scooters, working with any kinds of wires, they have to match. Especially when you're working with speakers and stuff, too. Because I wasn't just working with the scooter. I mean, I fixed that thing, plain and simple. The charge port on there had broke off previously because of the crash that I had had last year, right? So I mended that. And little did I know, ladies and gentlemen, through the love of Amazon, through the motherfucking love of Amazon, we have these little connector pieces. So let me get one out. I mean, you guys won't be able to see this, but you still could understand it. Probably picture it in your head. So you know how they have those little rubber tips? Like, it looks like little fucking wire condoms. Is that a good way to put it? Wire condoms? What the fuck do you mean? They're little connector things that, like, you know, to connect two wires together, and they hold them together and stuff like that. But these are, they look like fucking Legos, and they feel like Legos if you're stepping on them. So if you hear it, so there's a little red tip thing at the top for on both sides. So it's like the cord's designed to go in and out. It doesn't go straight through. There's individual sides that are sanctioned off in the middle. Or sectioned off, excuse me, in the middle. So you stick the cord in. You don't have to twist it or twist the wires together or anything like that. You just stick one side of the wire in, depending on the wire, sticks the other side of the wire in, boom, put it down, and it charges perfectly fine. I mean, I have had no issues with it. I barely kind of was discovered to this like less than a year ago, but yeah, so I used that to do that. I was working a lot with speakers, so and also with some TVs as well. So my grandpa's Vizio TV, I guess the you know how we originally would get cable television, right? The little cable where we twist the little cable cord on the back, the little port for the cable connector broke off. And since that had broke off, this Vizio TV, you plug the TV in, it turns on for 2 seconds and then turns the fuck off. And then that's the only clear-cut problem, because if you yank a cord out or something, or you take a cord out prematurely, you're at risk for fucking your TV up. So I'm looking at what's wrong with it. I open it up, I'm looking, and dude, does it not matter how fucking long it took? I learned some shit. And I know that you can buy pieces individually online. And now I know that this TV needs a new circuit board. A brand new circuit board. I even tried to fix my iPhone XS. Asked Julie. Miserably failed, but not without learning. You know, I mean, obviously, like I said, everybody has to learn eventually. Everybody's accustomed to learning shit at different times, at different speeds, at different velocities. And you know, depending on how much information you could take in, depending on how much information you're absorbing, and point blank, just depends on how much you care about the fucking subject. If I'm not giving any fucks about a subject or something I'm learning or something someone's saying, of course, in this way, day and age, what we say goes through one ear, comes out the other. And blowing smoke out of our ass. Then we're not going to learn anything. But I was willing to learn, and I've always been one of those people that have been willing to learn shit. Because why not? Someone asked me about my personality. Someone asked me to describe myself. Someone asked me my interest. Some of the top things people ask each other are new couples or people trying to get to know you and stuff. They ask you questions like that, or just, you know, primary questions to ask someone you don't know. I would say that I have multiple fascinations. I would say that I have multiple interests. I'm not just into one thing. So when asked me a profession, I would say I'm not just one profession. I'm not just a podcast guy. I'm not just a social media influencer or whatever the fuck it is you guys want to title it. I know they have these different names and renaming stuff with different names and labeling shit now. I know I like to think I'm a man of the people. I'm a person that wants to persuade, that wants to help, and wants to motivate, and I want to defend the world from the worst kinds of people, as I have done throughout my life. And I've primarily avoided the spotlight when it comes to a lot of toxicity and stuff like that. I've avoided a lot of absolute bullshit. No, don't look at text messages, Gabe. Don't look at text messages. One damn thing we're doing as we return to True Speech with the King. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it feels great. It feels fucking awesome to be back. We're not looking at goddamn text messages. So whoever's texting me right now, fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. And fuck off, ladies and gentlemen. Antonio Brown smashing Selena Powell. Selena Powell, isn't she a porn star? Hey, man, Selena Powell, what the fuck? What's up with these little sluts getting tattoos? Did you see Blueface's baby mama? Not Jaden, but the other bitch, the one with the missing tooth. What the fuck was her name? Krishan Rock. She had a missing tooth, right? He supposedly knocked it out of her fucking mouth, right? So she gets, and she's not currently with Blueface, and I think Blueface is in jail. But if you guys don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, Blueface is a rapper. What we call a SoundCloud rapper and stuff like that. I mean, obviously he's pretty talented. I'm not gonna shit on Blueface, but so she gets a tattoo of Blueface on her fucking face, on her fucking cheek. And dude, it's pretty fucking detailed, let me tell you. So I just seen this as I'm scrolling through Instagram and doing the exact thing I said I wasn't gonna do, either get on my phone or look it on the phone and stuff. But point blank, ladies and gentlemen, I can do whatever the fuck I want because my notes are on my phone. And believe it or not, for the longest time, this is my first time. So I don't have an iPhone, right? I had an iPhone for a while. The XS that I ordered ended up being faulty. And, you know, instead of me sending it in and getting a new one sent back, as I did talk about that, I believe, on here not that long ago, I vowed to not. So I went and downgraded to an absolute shit model of an Android, right? So I have the iPad, right? So iPad cellular. Am I saying that right? Cellular. My penis is cellular. Cellular. Okay, so cellular. So meaning that you don't have to have Wi-Fi, right? So that's the upside to it. The downside is you can't get text messages to one number. Like, it has a number, and all that. This works for all the iPads as well. I've not seen one that isn't like this. So they have ones that are specifically for Wi-Fi, and they have ones for specifically for cellular and Wi-Fi. It has a number registered with the SIM card and stuff like that, but it doesn't have, like, the tap to pay, like the Apple Pay and all that, only online and stuff. Like, if you're ordering an Uber or you're buying some shit online. But, dude, so the iPad has served as my phone for a goddamn long time. And it honestly wasn't bad, but it's honestly exhausting. It looks like a big-ass computer. My feet are fucking freezing, and my feet on some cold-ass wood. And if you've seen where I'm sitting, it's the same spot I usually always sit when I do the show. I'm right in front of the window, dude. And like I said, we're in the brink of a storm. It's fucking cold outside. It's fucking windy. I battled the wind yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Riding straight into it. I mean, this isn't in just any storm, ladies and gentlemen, right? So people are without power in certain sectors and certain parts of up and down the county and stuff. Windshields are getting fucked up with the tree limbs and stuff like that. Dude, the amount of damage isn't like catastrophic or nothing like that. I mean, obviously it is catastrophic. Any kind of damage is unfortunate and stuff. So I know there was some fatal accidents and stuff. Some of the people that were talking to me yesterday were telling me about the unfortunate pleasantries of God being upset at humanity. Just kidding. But obviously you can't control it. But yeah, dude, 2024, it started off fucking cold. It's been cold as fuck. But for like the longest time, I've always said, dude, I'd rather be fucking cold than hot. Because cold, your bitch ass can adjust to it. Your bitch ass can find ways to warm yourself up. But you're still fucking cold. Nothing beats the cold when you get your ass out the shower, cock hanging out, butt ass naked, in your own world, in the shower, warm water coming down. You ever drop the soap and bend over and the water slightly burns your asshole? I'm just kidding. I mean, so you're in the midst of a positive scenario and positive situation while you're in the shower, right? And then boom, right when you open that door, it's cold as fucking hell. That initial woof of wind, cold wind is the worst, man. And I'm not particularly the best guy to take advice from when it comes to dressing for the weather, because this is the type of weather I would still wear shorts in. I'm washing some shorts right now, actually. I'm doing some laundry as we speak. I'm not doing it as we're speaking right now, but it's in the laundry and I'm waiting and awaiting for it and stuff. But I'm not the kind of guy to dress for the weather, obviously. I got a new jacket, though, right, from Costco. So Costco is one of those things. It's either a hit or miss, right? So you go there, it's a hit or miss depending on the product. I got this amazing-ass Calvin Klein jacket, dude. It's like a windbreaker. I mean, dude, it's fucking comfortable, let me tell you. And some fucking comfortable pants and some fucking comfortable boots, dude. Weatherproof. It definitely got to be a little bit more weatherproof. And I got this baby. Coincidentally, matches my airsoft gun. Yes, we're into guns, ladies and gentlemen. So, does it say Moana, babe? I can't read it, but all I know is that the knife says the same thing. This fucking knife is sharp as fuck, man. So, the other day, I'm trying to open a tuna can, right? And Grandpa has this old, I don't know if it's an old-fashioned, it looked like if a can opener was retarded or something, right? I can't open these tuna cans for shit. I'm getting to the point where I'm gonna fucking throw these cans out completely full. So, mind you, I've used this knife to cut through a lot of different things and I relied on it heavily, hasn't bent it. It's a great quality knife. I'm not promoting anything here. Fuck all the promotions and stuff. We don't need to promote anything on here. I'm just talking about it simply. I've used this knife to cut through several things, right? So, dude, if you put a phone charger, I've done it too. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to bullshit. I put a phone charger, any of these old ass phone chargers, I put down on the floor, on the rug, so I'm not fucking cutting it in the wood or making implants because on things, you slice it, dude. You don't even need to put that much effort into slicing. And this shit will slice directly through. It's a sharp ass knife, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, did I also tell you guys, there's so much to catch up on here in the show. Like I said, if you like our show, guys, give us a 5-star rating. Because we are back. It's episode 499 of True Speech. And no, we're not going to take a whole nother month to come back. Dude, we got to have some serious shit planned for episode 500 coming up. But, back to what I was going to say. Gabe hit a motherfucking pothole the other day for the first time. Did I fall? No. Have I consumed liquor while operating a quote-unquote motor vehicle? I have. You know, I pass by that fucking gas station that I crashed every day. I'm still a wild man. You know, that thing's still fucking fast. I'm getting more used to it as the day goes by. I mean, I ride it all the time. It's pretty fun. I mean, I use that to go get my fucking liquor at the store, the corner store. And we have made some strides. We have made some accomplishments. We have added some upgrades, ladies and gentlemen. What I mean by that is that Gabe has stopped being a little fucking pussy. Meaning, I have dabbled in the world of tequila. Now, I haven't had any in a while. Like, the longer you go without it, I mean, depending on if you're the kind of person that trips over the taste and the smell of something, which I do. I mean, if it's fucking nasty smelling or nasty to me, of course I'm going to wince my face up and look all crunched up and wrinkled and stuff. Point blank, I mean, people will try to talk shit about why I can't slam a beer or something. Dude, it's because of the carbonation, you dumbass bitch. It's because I don't want to slam something like that and feel all bloated. I mean, you drink a couple shots of some liquor, and you feel a little buzz. You drink a whole beer, like a whole Modelo or Corona. I mean, considering the prices and shit nowadays, dude, the prices are ridiculous, dude. We're beyond inflated. A beer that I paid like $1.25 for at one fucking point, or $1.50 or something like that, is like almost $4 now. Fuck you, Biden. What the fuck are you doing? And speaking of beer, we're actually enjoying one as we speak. Shout out to the IPAs, man. Anybody a fan of IPAs, raise your left hand here and say I with me. The FML beer. You guys know what FML stands. Fuck my life. That's not what this beer is referring to, though. Fear Movie Lions. Hazy double IPA. Shove it up your ass, bitch. I'm just kidding. 8.5%, though. We're enjoying an 8.5% here on Truth Speech. But yeah, to finalize what I was saying about the pothole, it's because I didn't see it. I mean, I seen it, but I didn't see it. But I've learned how to balance a lot more. I've learned how to, you know, kind of judge things a little bit better. I wouldn't say I'm top tier. Nowhere near. It hasn't even technically been a full year since I rode, an operated electric scooter. But we are slowly but surely getting there, ladies and gentlemen. And it takes time. But by mind you, we jump over topics here and we talk about everything, everything and anything, uncensored, unfiltered here on this show. So let's rewind back. So Gabe's being is not being a pussy anymore with the tequila. Anyone ever try Hornitos? The Hornitos. Straight from Mexico. I don't know what the fuck size this is. I don't have it in my hand. I'm looking over on the display. But so I've a real close friend of mine, I'm not gonna say the name here, gifted me a great box two times in a row, spread out through different time periods of time. Gifted me a beautiful miniature bottle of tequila from Jalisco, Mexico, created and made in Mexico. Brought it back from Mexico, and she made her trip from to and from Mexico. And the first time around, I didn't drink it as much. I mean, I gave some of it to my cousin. This time around, I'm drinking it like a fish, man. I'm not drinking it like with the sole purpose to be drunk and just get through it. I mean, you guys should know me. I mean, I've talked about this several times, and if you know me as a person personally, your problems are still your fucking problems, you little bitches. Don't be little fucking faggots. Your problems are still problems. Whether you smoke, whether you drink, whether you're doing this cocaine right here on the right. Just kidding. It doesn't matter. These substances, these pills, these IPAs, no offense IPA, they're not going to cover up your problems. So don't think I was trying to do that for a minute. So I would buy, it was like $15 for this bottle, right? Up here. Of the Hornitos, and there's like 30-something, 35-something for the bigger bottle. So, dude, it makes you feel some kinds of ways, dude. And I'm very analytical, I'm very critical, and I pay attention to a lot. As in, aka pay attention to detail. So I pay attention to detail, and, dude, I was getting mad, man. We went to Costco this, like, time before this recent time, right? And like I said, the curse of Costco is real. Every time you walk in there and you have a pocket full of cash, you're willing and bound to spend hundreds of dollars. Because you're seeing shit in there that you normally don't see. And you're seeing shit that's either a hit or miss. You're seeing shit that it's a good damn price. And you're seeing some shit also, number three, that if you miss it, you won't be bound to find it for a while. Or until it goes back on sale. Just like the Pathfinder speaker. So I'm pissed off, man. I probably had drinking some tequila for sure. I'm having a good buzz going. I watch six fat fucks. If I'm not mistaken. Six fat fuckers. Not literally fat. You know, I order a whole ass pizza, right? So Costco's pizza, right? $9. $10 flat. Compared to all the other pizza places and stuff like that. Mind you, I am an avid fan of Little Caesars. Me and Little Caesars fuck. I mean, on DoorDash, DoorDash is an arm and a leg for some people. If you're a little bitch, just kidding. DoorDash is probably about $35 for two pizzas. Mountain Mike's is in the 24 range for one pizza. But if you go in person, I believe, to Little Caesars, it's not as expensive. I better shut the fuck up when it comes to Little Caesars, because I'm craving some Little Caesars, speaking of that. I've definitely had my fair share of Little Caesars, too. So when I get DoorDash, I order two Little Caesars pizzas. That shit lasts me about 2 days. But in some forms, on my best days, speaking of that, I have a piece of a super burrito that I left in the fridge yesterday. Dude, that's like the worst thing ever. I know we keep jumping from subject to subject, but that's what makes this shit fucking go. Like, dude, you know, we get so fucking busy throughout the day. There's so much to do. There's so much to get to. There's so little time for a lot of stuff. We're just unable. I mean, obviously, like I said, we can't sit here and bitch and complain about it. Time management is everything. We just naturally, simply can't get to every little thing. And it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. If you can't get to every little thing, we have to structure our time around it so we can have more time to do each and every little thing that we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:41 a.m. here on a beautiful Monday. Not beautiful Monday, fucking cold. I'm in my underwear and I'm in a sweater, a yellow sweater. If we were on camera, man, could you believe it? This would be fucking crazy. But we're going to cut to a quick commercial break and we'll be back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. This is True Speech with the King. My name is Gilbert Hernandez. Like I said, it's episode 499. We will be back after these messages. Promise. And we are back. Oh, yeah. See, I told you fuckers we weren't going anywhere. Dude, I come back from the break and I just talk about this Mexican food, right? So, mind you, I'm one of those motherfuckers that I get the same shit every time. Every time I go to a restaurant or fast food restaurant or, you know, like McDonald's or something, or, you know, more notably Denny's, I get the same shit. So every select place that I go to, Little Caesars, etc., excuse me, I get the same shit. So Nancy, my friend, co-worker, familia, persuades me to go to this new taco truck right next door to where we work, right? Now mind you, I'm a very loyal ass motherfucker. Keyword, two words of the day, motherfucker, a highlighted word. I remember getting yelled at for that, right? So I do it, right? Dude, it turns out being the best fucking decision ever. During the break, I probably had a little bite-sized piece of the burrito left. Probably could fit in my four fingers, probably. Not too much left. Now, my go-to when it comes to taco trucks, the Mexican food and all that, super asada burrito. No hot sauce, no onions. Don't call me pussy. Fuck you. I get extra asada though. So a super extra asada burrito. Everything on it except hot sauce and onions. I don't like my asshole burning. I like to enjoy my food with pleasure. Almost had my tacos to get blown away by the wind yesterday. So I made a conscious, proper decision to eat inside, usually when I want to eat outside. But mind you, so here's some things about the previous taco truck that I would go to when I did go to. But if I can think of like the last few times that I've eaten out, a pussy, I'm just kidding. It's Denny's, has to be Denny's, and DoorDash, aka Little Caesars. Which isn't bad, obviously, depending on if you have the money for it and stuff. Dude, but I also came back from the break fucking thirsty, man. Like, I have a sweet tooth for something sweet to drink. Mind you, we still have the FML beer here and a bottle of water. We don't need anything sweet. We got the bottle of water here. But you can fucking taste the beauty, the sexiness in that fucking food. Tastes like sex in your mouth, man. Tastes like a good ass pussy or something. That food was amazing. So I'm definitely stuck on there. I'm definitely gonna go back. And dude, oh my god, that was absolutely the most amazing thing ever here. Only 36 minutes in here on this episode of True Speech. Like I say, leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review, positive reviews, you little fucking faggots. Don't be negative. We're not negative here on the show. Don't be offended. Don't be displaced. We are the fastest rising, most interesting, most random podcast. We talk about a little bit of everything here. And obviously, like I said, we have been off for a while. So my goal is to get us the fuck back. And we got episode 500 coming up. So we got to have a good fucking time. We gotta cruise through this shit. We gotta have the most amazing time. We gotta have more than amazing time, an ecstatic time. No answering of the text messages. But yeah, we got one more episode after. No, this is the last episode, ladies and gentlemen. The final episode before we hit the 500 mark, which seems like it's been forever. Here I am texting, and I said I wasn't gonna text. Alright, mind you, my phone does have the notes on it. Alright, so moving along, ladies and gentlemen, so something I have not necessarily explained before, mind you, how I've always said that I've kind of avoided the spotlight growing up and stuff like that. So, this is the season, ladies and gentlemen. It's the fucking season where women are absolute whores, absolute sluts. Now, mind you, it's not a bad thing. It depends on how you look at it. Don't be acting like that towards people that are married and stuff. Don't be doing. Obviously, I wouldn't advocate here. I wouldn't sit here and tell someone to be a whore, to be a slut. And then again, I wouldn't want that done to me as well. But you can just tell, like when you're out and about. Because mind you, I work in customer service. I need to stop saying that shit. Mind you. Fuck you, Gabriel. I work in customer service, and the amount of whores that I see. I mean, I don't know if it's all right to haul them whores and stuff, but there will be times where the girls will. There was this one chick, right, more famously. She walked in with her man. Obviously, they're holding hands or whatever behind each other. You know, people all stand behind each other and wrap their arms around. She broke from his grip to come up to the cash register to talk to me. There's times where you see the way they smile, man. Like, because I work in like the gas station and all that shit. So there's the counter, and then they're leaning over on the counter just, you know, looking cozy because they feel like they know me. Yeah, I mean, there's attractive people that walk through. I mean, not attractive to me. I'm just saying attractive. And you see them. They're visibly beautiful and gorgeous and stuff. But does it mean that I am the type of person that look at and drool over seeing a woman? No, I don't need to see women. I don't need to. Taking people, relationship-based people, people that are married, we don't need to look at this shit. Just like when we're out and about, you see someone attractive. I don't immediately think I just want to plow them into the fucking next year and fuck them till they can't stand straight. That stuff, I mean, you keep it in your head if you're anything about that shit. I mean, obviously, like I said, I mean, we're humans. We're all meant to breed. We're all meant to fuck each other, I guess. Not fuck each other over. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys are thinking, what is he trying to get at? How is he going to keep himself out of trouble with this one? So, you can just tell point blank when people are too curious. And obviously, when people throw out random catchphrases. Like, I'm not good. I can write playbooks for people, man. Like, I could write playbooks for someone, like, for if someone wants to pick up a chick. Or if you want to think of a pickup line for a girl that you like. I can write the playbooks, ladies and gentlemen. I can write the success story for everybody but myself. Like, I've been the most shy ass pussy since I was a kid. I should give myself more respect. I should call myself a pussy. You know, like, I don't know. I just have been very shy. I've always been so shy of women. Women are the ultimate standard. Women are the leaders of our free world. Quote unquote, and free my ass. It's 2024 now. We got elections and stuff coming up and all that. And all the money going over to Iran and the Taliban and Ukraine and all that bullshit. No, the quote unquote free world. So, dude, women. I mean, obviously not just women. I'm not here simply attacking this, just the women. I mean, women and men both do this. You got married women that are flirty. You got married men that are flirty. I mean, some people just have no shame. No, I'm not one of those people that entertain that shit. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I'm not one of those people that entertain it. I always try to persuade. I mean, I always tell Julie all the time, like, dude, anytime a bitch says something to me, I'll try to get at me or something, or try to do anything and anything and that anything. You just see a man who's looks absolutely like uncomfortable or generally confused. And what I wrote specifically on the notes was how I curve them. You know what I mean? Curving someone is that no matter how fucking hard they try to get at you or whatever it is, someone tries to, you know, any effort to, I mean, there's a difference between being nice and friendly and someone wanting to fuck you. There's a difference between wanting to fuck someone and there's a difference between wanting to be with them. That's up to you to decide. That's up to you to distinguish. You got to distinguish your ins and outs, and you got to distinguish what you're truly doing, what you truly want, what your true standards are, who you truly are. Now, mind you, I mean, there was a time where I thought that traveling was my ultimate. It still is, ladies and gentlemen. It still is. I could travel. I don't have any kids. I don't owe any car payments or nothing like that, dude. I am a free man. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I'm not divorced, none of that. I could travel the world. I want to travel the world. And if you think about it, dude, if you think about it, how many fucking people are on this planet? How many people are on this fucking planet? So, for all you guys out there, right, break up with your girlfriend. You don't know what to do. Oh my god, my everything's gone. Shut the fuck up, you little bitch. There's more than enough little fucking people here on this planet. And more than enough pussy for you guys out there. We are straight, so I'm not gonna say both. For women, there's plenty of penis for you, I guess. And dudes, primarily. Go dudes, yeah. Plenty of pussy out there. There's way, way more than enough. Now, mind you, I could have a bunch of women surrounding me here right now. I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, dude, sometimes I just get blindsided and obstructed by the simple beauty of these women. So, I mean, I get nervous, maybe stutter a couple times, maybe sweat. But hey, it's all right. Beauty, let alone someone's presence, is more than enough to stun the fuck out of somebody. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for talking about it like this, but yeah, so I'm point blank, I'm just saying, I don't entertain anything. If someone wants to be flirty and slutty, hey, that's on you. Husband can't get mad at me. I'm not a faggot, so I'm not going to say wife can't get mad at me. So husband can't get mad at me. Boyfriend can't get mad at me. If your girl is acting a certain way towards me. Now, this isn't any digs at anybody. It's just the stuff you see. This lines up perfectly with if a girl decides to wear some select choices of clothing. Some very revealing clothing. Maybe show some titties, some nice ass. I seen this lady with some big fucking tits the other day, dude. She came into the store. Dude, she had tattoos everywhere. A black lady. Big fucking tits. It looked like they were going to pop out her shirt. Got milk on the front. Literally, that's what it said. And I was just like, dude, it's hard for me not to fucking notice. I mean, where they're standing, where I'm at when it comes to the cash register. And then when ladies want to lean down like that and lounge around on the cashier register counter. Not literally, but they do lean down and sometimes. They'll ask how my day is. Sometimes I'll get like some of the regular people. But, dude. Like, shit like that. Like, it's impossible. Like, I'm not saying here I want to sit here and stick my fucking cock between her big old titties or something like that. Or suck on them. It's not like saying, like, I wanted them. I just seen them. They're just right in front of me. And I had the most casual response. Just like the other day. Because, you know, obviously, if you're not 21, you're unable to drink, and you can't be selling alcohol to illegal people, or not illegal people now. We have an open border policy now, so why shouldn't you say no one should be illegal anymore. Minors, anybody that's under 21 is unable to drink, logically, in some ways. So I ID'd this bitch the other day. I was like, what's your birthday? and, you know, just casually working, you know, muscle memory, working, dealing with millions of people all the time. She said, why? Do you want to buy me a birthday gift? I'm like, whoa, in my head. I'm like, that was smooth. I was like, stuttering and stuff. Like, I didn't know what the fuck to say. I'm just saying, like, the smoothness of some people, I've got to catch up to this shit, man. Like I said, I can write the playbook, but sometimes I don't follow my own. I mean, probably more times than maybe half and half. Maybe it's like a 50-50 thing. I'm not going to sit here and say I fail at it. It just really depends on the person. It depends on who you surround yourself with. It depends on the kind of energy you have towards things and or people. It depends on your willingness to be successful. You know, your willingness to accept the happened. Use your approach to whatever it is that you have failed or fallen short on. Use that to better yourself. Use that to improve your quality of life. Because, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how many times you fuck up in life, no matter how many times you and girlfriend or you and whomever argues every fucking day of your life, or it just seems like it's never getting better, just know every time you wake up, every time your bitch ass looks in the mirror, every time you wake up and look in the mirror, and let alone just wake up and you're gifted another day of air, let alone life on this planet, it's an opportunity to prosper. It's an opportunity to get better. It's an opportunity to remove past mistakes and make new mistakes. I'm just kidding. I sounded so serious, went straightforward when I said it. No, it's an opportunity to eliminate past mistakes, learn from them, and prosper. If you're not learning, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to win. If your stupid ass makes the same mistake over and over and over, it becomes a choice. It's not a mistake no longer. You fuck up X amount of times and try to apologize, I'm going to say, fuck you. Go kill yourself. Go jump off a bridge. No, as in, I'm not going to believe any damn thing you're saying. I'm not going to believe anything you're saying. No matter how hard you try, I will not believe it. Trust is everything. Don't break trust with people. Now, mind you, I'm a man of my word. I know that I mess up sometimes. I know that I say things that are offensive. I know that I say things that are hurtful at times. But generally, deep down, I'm a good guy. And I generally have it in for everybody. I have a heart for everybody. I mean, I care about people in general. Obviously, I don't have hate towards any type of group, or I'm not racist, or I don't like it. There's no... I only care about how you treat me. I don't give a fuck what you look like. I don't give you a big tits, small tits, small ass, big ass. Your visuals don't fucking matter. This is the same thing with relationship preferences. I care for the most part. Like I said this a long time ago. I don't want a bitch that's ugly. I would like to have something in my ballpark of something that I preferably like when it comes to the visuals. I mean, it's not all about the visuals. You get yourself a badass fucking bitch. Big ass, big tits, best pussy, gorgeous as hell, but she's an absolute bitch. So that cancels itself out. Now you get someone who's mid-tier, or someone who's maybe a 5 out of a 7. Maybe we're counting down from 10, so we're rating these bitches from 1 to 10. So about a 6 or 7, that's perfectly fine. That's mid-tier, right? I used to want, when I was younger, when I was a kid, I used to want to date ugly chicks, right? Knowingly ugly chicks, because if I had dated the kinds that you see me follow on Instagram or TikTok and all that, like, the kind of girls that I check out are the kind of girls that I would look at the time and, you know, when I would be in that position, compared to the ones I dated, butt-ass ugly girls that I dated. The only reason why I would date them is because I knew that no one else was going to try to steal them from me. Now, that's not something I do primarily now. Anyone and everyone that I would be with and who I am with right now, presently, to this very day, has to have something attractive, and they do. They very well do. I don't know how much hot water we jumped in here today, but we got 9 more minutes left here on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Mind you, to remind you all, episode 500 is coming. It's coming. It's coming. I'm coming with the U-C-U-M-M-I-N-G. I'm coming. I'm nutting. I'm busting all over this floor right now because I'm so excited. It's a good thing we're not on camera, right? Okay. Like, oh my God, what the hell is he talking about? I am going to come everywhere when it comes to episode 500, dude. Definitely got to ramp up the episodes. What a way to return to True Speech with the King. Man, it always feels like the good ones end quicker. But that's not the case. We have a goal here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a fucking ass goal. We have a bitch ass little fucking faggot ass motherfucking nigger ass bitch whore slut. I'm just kidding. We have one more goal here left on True Speech with the King. We're going to slam this FML fuck you motherfucker bitch beer. Just kidding. Fear Movie Lions. Hazy Double IPA. Promo code True Speech with the King. Just kidding. No, but we gotta, dude. We gotta do some wild shit to begin episode 500. Because, mind you, like, the amount of times that I tried to re-record an episode and, you know, get us closer in the past, it miserably failed. So, we can't be miserably failing back-to-back here. Especially not on our own show. As I tell fuckers all the time, the reason why I can't slam these little things, it's because of carbonation, dude. I mean, it's a hell of a fucking thing to try. Dude, after drinking some IPAs, I think I'm ready for a nap. Usually. I don't have to be at work for probably another 11 hours. So I think we'd be pretty good if we did take a nap. But mind you, we have laundry as well. And my fucking legs are freezing. I'm in underwear right now. Just know that episode 499 was taped. Well, I'm half naked. Sweaters. Ladies, I'm wearing sweaters. I'm just kidding. No. Hell no. I am just wearing a yellow sweater. And I'm obviously still have to wait for this shit to dry too. So it's still in the washer. I reran it again. And all that. We're going to do some cocaine too. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We're just joking around. How about the Roku TV, dude? Can you believe I found a remote on Amazon for $6 motherfucking dollars? Jeff Bezos, I owe you one and I will fucking jerk you off for that, man. That's absolute fucking amazing. So what do we got on this bitch? So we got Cartoon Network. Hell yeah. Try to make fun of me. I'll smack the fuck out of you, little gay ass faggots. Don't make fun of me. We watched this shit all the time when we were kids. If you said you didn't, you're a little faggot ass liar. I still feel like a bug's crawling on me. Do we get free fights on here? We're the UFC channel. I mean, obviously, like, you got the in-app purchases and all that shit. It has been a long-ass time since I've watched fights. Can you believe that? That wouldn't generally ever be something that I've ever found myself to say. I don't know why. I mean, I've just been so fucking busy. There's so much shit to do in life. Life comes at you hard. Life happens. Oh, one thing I was gonna say earlier. The wheel keeps on turning, you little bitches, you little fuckers. We need to be on top of this shit, man. You know, we have to be on top of shit. Because regardless, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what the fuck we do, no matter what choices you make, no matter what dumbass choices or whoever the fuck you choose to have around you, no matter what poor choices, no matter what good choices, no matter what the fuck you decide to wear, no matter what the hell you do,
Life will go on with or without you. So in my case, I strongly suggest that people make the best choices. Obviously, you gotta not harp on the losses. You can't harp on decisions that you made in the past. You can't, obviously you can't, I am fucking getting a little buzz here, man. You can't harp on the past, man. Like, if you're dealing with the past is the past, but you've got to fucking be able to conquer the demons from the past and use it to better your future. Look at us establishing a little bit of poetry here on the last few minutes of truth speech. But ladies and gentlemen, holy shit. Holy God, holy fucking hell balls. Holy fucking shit fuck. Holy shit fuck whore, cunt slut. We have returned. We have returned. We have returned. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be back. I'm gonna jerk off after this. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just excited to be back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is True Speech with Zhe King. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like our show, like I said, be sure to subscribe, like, share, rate, and review. 499 episodes down. We got the 500th episode coming in, ladies and gentlemen. 500 episodes. One of the biggest accomplishments for me. And I'm gonna go head over here. I've been watching Family Guy like a motherfucker on YouTube lately. Like, you look at Family Guy full episodes, type that shit in on YouTube, guaranteed you're gonna have a lot of fucking shit to watch with no ads either. Fuck ads, man. If you have ads, you're a little bitch. Just kidding. I mean, shout out to ads. I mean, it gives you a chance to do shit during the break and stuff. Is Peacock free still? The app, the streaming app? I don't know, but we will be back sooner rather than later. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I mean, so much pressure to think about. Do I want to return the show on Wednesday? Is Wednesday enough to have... We got to do something special for episode 500, ladies and gentlemen. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And we got to finish this FML bit before we get the fuck out of anywhere. You finished it. Woo! All right. I'm going to come. I'm just kidding. That is it, though, for us, ladies and gentlemen. You know where to find me. You know where to find us. We're available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively on Spotify Podcast. Follow Spotify Podcast on X, formerly known as Twitter, on Instagram, on Threads. They're everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You can subscribe to our show free of charge. We don't believe in charging for knowledge. Apple Podcasts, or directly from the source. Visit the link in my bio, Linktree. I believe it takes you to all of my social media and everything else to come with it, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to promote the fuck out of this one, as well as episode 500. Good fucking God, I'm happy and emotional to be back. It's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be here. I mean, holy shit, we had a great episode. Holy shit, that went by fast. And holy shit, cheers to 2024 and more episodes to come. We're in the 500 mark now, ladies and gentlemen. So we're coming up on 500 episodes now. Episode 500 is coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. Another thing about beer is why I don't like it. Because they make me burp like a motherfucker. But until we return, I promise we won't be back a month later, or 2 months later, or 3 months later. In some ways, I don't think that's the longest layoff we had. It just feels like it because it's been so damn long. But anyways, guys, we'll be back sooner rather than later. Try not to miss me too much. Look at some pictures of me or something. I'll show you some naked pictures and you go look at me so you don't miss me as much. I'm just kidding. That's fucking weird. Why would you tell your audience that? But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. We out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Time to ride, I pull out from the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Turn me up.